climate change can damage your mental health. That's led to a rise in support groups called climate cafes, where people can discuss their anxiety and fears about the crisis. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel visited a group in our region to learn about techniques to cope.
Let the bells bring your attention back to your breath and back to your body. And let's enjoy the vegetables that are planted in the ground.
That's Melissa Gilbert. She helps run a small urban farm tucked into a residential neighborhood in Reno. And right now, she's leading a group on a morning meditation walk past rows of carrots, kale, garlic, and even chickens.
Bring your attention to your feet on the earth, your connection, the earth supporting you.
This is the start of the third Climate Cafe Gilbert has helped host. The group leader is Caitlin Wallace, a certified therapist. She was trained by the Climate Psychology Alliance North America, a nonprofit that teaches therapists how to run climate cafes.
The need in my practice came from working with new moms who were feeling a lot of guilt around bringing kids into the world. This was in our area specifically during wildfires and smoke seasons.
Her goal is to provide a safe space for all people, not just mothers, to share their feelings about the effects of human-caused climate change, like extreme heat waves and intensifying wildfire seasons. That's what brought Jalene Castell to this free climate cafe.
Caldor Fire impacted me a lot.
That fire in 2021 scorched over 200,000 acres south of Reno and Lake Tahoe. It forced thousands to evacuate, and smoke blanketed the region for weeks.
Like, being in it is so different to be in the smoke for that amount of time and to see, to be able to look straight at the sun without having the glow.
Castell was one of four participants in this group. Another was Nikki Raphael. She says climate change has caused her to wrestle with big questions.
Like, do I want to bring a child in this world?
Raphael has put her energy into babysitting and connecting to nature by growing a garden on her patio.
Yeah, when everything else is spiraling out of control and you feel like the world is on fire and you can't do anything about it, it's really nice to just go outside and tend to your little sunflower. So that's been nice because I have been riddled with anger.
Retired teacher Sherry Lagoni says that was her reaction to the climate crisis for many years. Now she works on reducing her carbon footprint.
I use cloth napkins and I try not to drive unless I need to, and I try to eat an environmentally conscious diet.
Climate Cafe participants are not required to translate their feelings into actions. But that naturally happens, says Barbara Easterlin, co-president of the Climate Psychology Alliance North America. She says people may leave climate cafes feeling empowered.
In some sense of like, oh, I'm actually doing something here, and I can actually be an example to other people.
Easterlin lives in western Wyoming and says the Alliance is creating a program to research how often climate cafes lead to people taking action. And they plan to bring these groups to marginalized communities, which often face the brunt of climate change.
We're seeing more of that, feeling betrayed by the government or the global system, the capitalist system.
Back in Reno, the mood at this climate cafe has shifted from somber to hopeful. Attendees share warm smiles and laughter as they end their time together. Therapist Caitlin Wallace says that shows why support groups for people dealing with climate anxiety are more important than ever.
It's going to be us that saves ourselves at the end of the day. We're going to show up and feed each other and help each other and take care of each other when the larger systems around us are no longer able to because they're defending corporations.
Wallace plans to continue leading climate cafes while there's a demand for these groups, and she doesn't expect that to change anytime soon. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.